trust me when I say this, the best political strategy right now for the Trump administration, an administration that is falling apart in the polls, an administration that some of the most staunch MAGA have broken off from, Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for the 25th Amendment, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, you're losing independence, you've burnt all the political capital that you've built over the last year. What do? You attack the Pope. Trust me, it's a good strategy. It's going to work. That was obviously sarcasm. We've got to walk through some of this like madness because Donald Trump just keeps sinking deeper and deeper. And all the remaining loyalists are like, yeah, screw the Pope. He shouldn't be talking about political issues. That is not a good strategy. So let's talk about it. Before we do, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Things might look a little bit different right now. I'm traveling at the moment, but it was really important to me and Adam to bring you this video. So if you appreciate that, number one, it'd mean a lot if you go right down below and check out my YouTube channel, maybe hit like and subscribe, check out the most recent video. I appreciate you so much. And on this channel, obviously, Adam, the Mockler Media channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. It'd mean a lot if you share this video out, hit like, hit subscribe. You guys are the best. Let's start with this, because I think it's fascinating in all this, you know, conversation. I hadn't really seen this until I was making this video. Some of the polling around popularity for Pope Leo versus Donald Trump. You can already see it's crazy. Let's take a listen.
It's just the American public at large, John. Look at this. It is a blow on the net popularity rating. Pope Leo XIV at plus 34. Look at where Donald Trump is at minus 12. It's not even close. It's a nearly 50-point blowout amongst the American public at large. Pope Leo XIV absolutely crushing President Trump when it comes to how popular they are, at least as of the last month. And I will note that Pope Leo was the most popular person tested by ABC News. I believe the president is making a humongous mistake going after the most popular guy in America, at least well-known guy.
Question is, why is this man smiling here? How about among American Catholics?
Yeah, that's right. There's a reason why the Pope is smiling there. How about among American Catholics? President Trump is struggling with American Catholics. Look at this. Maybe this is part of the reason why he's going after the Pope. U.S. Catholics on Trump. You know, you go back to November of 2024. Look at this. President Trump crushed Kamala Harris by 20 points. But down he goes into the Dead Sea. Look at this. Minus 4 points. That's a nearly 25-point switcheroo.
I mean, that is wild to look at. This last graphic specifically, again, when we talk about truly how much political capital Donald Trump has burnt in a year, and I think, because I firmly believe that we'll get through this time in American history, even though it feels very hopeless sometimes, we will get through it, and there will be a lot of papers written about the absurdity of being on top of the world, and truly a year later, burning any type of political capital you have, and this is a great example of that. Plus 20 with U.S. Catholics, excuse me, November of 2024, and now minus 4, a 24-point slip, a 24-point flip, my goodness. And we've seen that with literally every other demographic with Donald J. Trump. Men, women, different age groups, Gen Z, young white men, like he's collapsed in all these polls and amongst the issues that people care about the most, immigration, the economy, issues that got him elected, absolutely flipped. And so what does he do with that? Again, he attacks the Pope. It's a great idea. People will love it.
And they're going to go back, filled up with oil.
Okay. Why did you attack Pope Leo on Truth Social?
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases they're outside 10 feet apart and they were arrested? So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Pope Leo is weak on crime and wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. That's the political push right there. Just that's going to be all time like insanity moments that we'll all look back at and truly be like, I cannot believe we got to this point of Donald Trump claiming the Pope is weak on week on crime. We also saw Donald Trump, obviously, his Truth Social post on Easter that was so gross and disgusting that, you know, started a lot of this, and then his post pretending to be Jesus that he had to delete because so many of his followers were so upset by it. And then him just recently posting again a photo like this down here. I was never a very religious man, but doesn't it seem, with all these satanic, demonic, child-sacrificing monsters being exposed, that God might be playing his Trump card? Donald Trump essentially reposting that and saying the radical left lunatics might not like this. Again, tell your supporters they're all dumb and they're the problem. But I think it's quite nice, President Donald J. Trump. Jim Acosta tweeting here, Trump has done it again, tweeting another crazy Jesus post. Yes, I confirmed on his Truth Social, to be sure. Here is the latest. We also saw from Donald Trump recently, again, as he does all this, why is he doing it? Well, I probably believe because, you know, this is who he's always been. He's a raging narcissist. He believes he is this Jesus figure, obviously. You know, he's never been particularly the smartest individual, if that's a nice way of putting it. But he's also 79 years old, cognitively declining. We've talked a lot on this channel about the, you know, the way he rambles incoherently. He's claiming that he took these IQ tests and ace them, even though they're tests for, dementia and Alzheimer's. And we've also seen the bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles. This video from 2 days ago, actually, on Twitter, and it says, take a look at the back of Trump's right hand, pretty nasty. And if we scroll in here, it can be, you know, kind of challenging to see, but it is just lathered in makeup. Let's pause right here. I don't know if you can see that, but it almost looks like a wax hand, but it's not. It's just that this part right here has so much makeup on it. It is unbelievable. And so this cognitively declining guy who thinks it's smart enough to go after the Pope, psychotic, narcissistic, is leading us into a hellhole. And all the you know, Trump-loving loyalists are still backing it up. And people will never forgive these individuals for enabling this every single day. Take a listen to this the other day in front of Congress.
Later, on April 7th, President Trump put out a statement that said, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, end quote. Mr. Secretary, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States military is calling for the eradication of an entire civilization. And 5 days later, the President started posting on Truth Social at 9 p.m. at night, continuing until 5 a.m. the next morning, and included an unhinged attack on Pope Leo, claiming Pope Leo was weak on crime. And then, later that day, the next day, President Trump posted this image of himself as Jesus Christ. Mr. Secretary, people across the country and around the world were deeply offended by this blasphemous image. Millions of Americans are questioning this president's mental fitness, his emotional stability, and whether he can carry out the duties of his office. Do you share their concerns about his mental health?
I want to call your attention to the last line of that.
Mr. Secretary, my question was, do you share their concerns about his mental health?
I want to call your attention.
Mr. Secretary, you're not being responsive. Apparently not reclaiming my time, Mr. Secretary. Direct the witness. It's my time, Mr. Secretary. You're not being responsive, and apparently you don't share their concerns. We are a nation at war, Mr. Secretary. We need a commander-in-chief that we know has full command of his mental faculties.
And we obviously don't know that to be true by any stretch of the imagination about Donald J. Trump, RFK Jr., I think later in this or at some point during this hearing, saying that Donald Trump was, I think he said, like the most sane president we've ever had or something like that. These people are absolutely nuts. And if they're not absolutely nuts, they know that something horrible is going on, but they won't say anything about it because they care more about protecting Donald J. Trump and protecting their own jobs and careers over anything else. It is such a disgrace. This was Pope Leo the other day speaking. Take a listen to this.
Woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth. The world is being ravaged by a handful of tyrants, yet is held together by a multitude of supportive brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and obviously appears there as he's done before and as he should, essentially taking shots at Donald J. Trump and his administration. You know, those who, you know, if you try to pray to God and your hands are soaked in blood, you know, he doesn't listen to those prayers, something along those lines, obviously referencing the war that Donald Trump is raging with not even close to any justification around it. Take a listen to this clip.
So the prayer is CSAR 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please.
The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherds the lost through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon
thee. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And so that was Pete Hegseth just the other day on stage, apparently reading a Bible quote that wasn't a Bible quote at all. It's a quote from a movie scene, and he, I guess, believes it to be a quote from the Bible, this getting tons and tons and tons of press. And that's where we're at with this administration, giving fake Bible quotes because they don't care at all about religion, even though they claim to. They claim to obviously be very religious people, and they could care less. They certainly don't, even if they were religious people, they don't practice at all what they would claim to preach in that instance. But they're just not religious. They claim to be. And so we are being led by the most incompetent people that's only ever matched by their cruelty. And so Pete Hegseth getting on stage, somebody writing a speech thinking that it's a Bible quote and it's a effing movie quote. And so while they're at it, all this to say, this is Elise Stefanik on CNN. They're just going against the Pope. All the MAGA individuals who are still entrenched, getting in line and saying, the Pope is wrong, you shouldn't talk about politics.
But it is notable, he's attacking the first American Pope, and it is Republicans who are Catholics who are also coming out against
him. The Pope should not be attacking. The Pope, from my perspective, should not be engaging in political attacks. I don't want to see the Pope as a politician. I want to see the Pope continue to focus on this resurgence that we're seeing in the Catholic Church.
So you don't see it as him focusing on the gospel, as he has said. He says, I'm not getting involved in politics. I'm focusing on the gospel. You don't see it that way.
I don't believe that the Pope should function as a politician. President Trump is a political leader, and he is a strong political leader. So I was disappointed to see that attack from the Pope.
Again, that's a great political strategy to say that the Pope is wrong. We know better what the Pope should be doing than the Pope himself. He's not engaging in politics. It's so dishonest, and it's so clear they made this up in the PR room. Oh, the Pope is woke. He wants to be woke and engage on politics. He's not. None of this is political. He's like, hey, there's war raging and you are collecting illegal immigrants and stuffing them into vans. God says not to do. Don't do that. Don't blow up children with taxpayer-funded missiles. It's not political. He's preaching the gospel. It's like, what is going on? And furthermore, I love how in this, Elise Stefanik doesn't realize that she's saying the Pope shouldn't be focused on this. He should be focused on, as she says, the resurgence of the Catholic Church. She's referring to the fact that, you know, there's a record number of people becoming Catholic, specifically young people. Do we think it could have to do with the fact that the Pope, as opposed to, you know, not saying anything about these atrocities, he's actually practicing what he preaches? Could that be the reason, actually, that we're seeing this resurgence because of what he's doing? Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. You guys are the best. Make sure you hit subscribe and like down below. Check out my YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next one.